I'm Jennifer Parlamas.
And I'm Zach Burns.
And this is the What's the Deal podcast. We're professors of negotiation and bargaining who have different backgrounds and interests on the topic.
In each episode, you'll get a few tips to add to your negotiating toolkit.
We're doing this as a companion to our course sessions for our students, but we also hope that it can be a standalone resource for anyone trying to get a little better at negotiating.
In each episode, Chris Johnson, our graduate student in organizational development and a novice negotiator, will be joining us in conversation.
In today's episode, we will discuss how to move beyond positional bargaining and provide some tips for identifying underlying interests and motivations in a negotiation.
All right, let's find out what's the deal.
So Zach, I think I have a really good example ripped from the headlines. I was reading in NPR website the other day about an issue that I think can do a really good job of highlighting the difference between positions and interests in negotiation.
All right, lay it on me.
Okay, so this is taking place in France right now, and it has to do with wearing masks.
Oh boy. This is a fraught conversation, my friend.
Exactly. That's what I thought it would be perfect for us to bring up here. So let me paint the situation for you here. This is happening in France, and it's about mask wearing, as I said. So there's one group that is, you know, obviously in the world we're being told that we should wear masks right now. And most people are saying, wear masks. And there's another group that is not so happy with the idea of wearing masks. And let's, for argument's sake, let's say that their position is people should not wear masks. I'm kind of taking a little bit of creative license here. They don't actually say that, but for our purposes, let's say there's one group that says people must wear masks, and there's another group that says, I don't want people to wear masks.
And of course, what makes me worried about this is my brain goes to all the places that I've heard this conversation, this type of conversation before. And I can already imagine the justification on both sides about why their position is the correct one.
Mm. So wait, Zach, what are you thinking? Like, if I say to you, I'm part of the group that, you know, wants everyone to wear masks, what assumptions are you making? What are you thinking?
Well, I assume you're thinking about health. I'm assuming you're thinking about things like viruses don't discriminate, and it's important that we all protect ourselves and each other. These are community-driven events, and we need to make sure that we invest in public health as a community.
And what are you assuming about the other side that says their position is that people should not wear masks?
I'm assuming that you really care about freedom. You really don't necessarily like being told what to do, and feel it's a fundamental violation of your freedom to have somebody tell you that you have to wear something specific.
So is it your sense that in every kind of negotiation or conflict situation, people are automatically, once they hear a position, they're kind of making assumptions and judgments about the other party?
Yes, but I would take it even further. I would say generally in life, not just in negotiations. This is exactly how our brain was built, to be able to interpret and fill in the gaps in information. So we're always going around doing a version of this whenever we interact with somebody else, particularly if they have views that are novel to us or not something we've thought a lot about.
So what I'm hearing is that we have these assumptions and that we really need to, in the context of a negotiation or conflict, audit these assumptions, check our assumptions, and see what's happening, you know, that's going on behind these communication processes.
That's absolutely right, because positions come from some deeper psychological need or some deeper psychological point of value. So even though we might be talking about masks right now, it really isn't about masks. And the assumptions that I made about both sides, masks were a tangential point. It was about health and safety, or it was about freedom and individual determination. So one thing that we might do that would be helpful for both auditing the assumptions and getting towards the core interests that lie behind the positions is simply asking the question why. So Jen, let's audit the assumptions a little bit. From the article you read, what was the interest behind the position for wanting people to wear masks?
It was exactly what you had said, actually. Our assumptions were correct there. People want others to wear masks in order to be safe.
So it's not that assumptions are always wrong. It's just that it's important to verify that you have the correct assumption in mind. So let's hear about the other side. Was I correct in my assumptions from the party who wanted people not to wear masks?
You were not correct. Actually, the reason why this other group wants people to not wear masks is because they're advocating for people who are hard of hearing. And people who can't hear very well often use facial expression, gestures, lip reading, and so on in order to actually communicate. And when people are wearing masks, all of those facial cues are gone.
I had not even thought of that. That was not even something I was considering.
Yeah. So really good example of when an assumption is incorrect. And asking a simple question can allow you to audit that assumption and get to the real interest that's really underlying the position that the party has.
I'm starting to see what's going on here, which is if we stay in the space where we're simply talking about masks, there's going to be a winner, there's going to be a loser, or we just sort of go our separate ways. But now we understand that, yes, it's about health and safety, but it's also about communication. There's potentially a lot more options on the table.
Absolutely. There's a number of different options that we can think about. And I love the solution that they actually came up with in this article.
I am really interested. What did they come up with?
So they have developed a bunch of new masks that allow for facial cues to be seen. So there are these transparent masks. They also, you know, they had to make some engineering adjustments to make sure that there could be airflow, but they really worked on the priorities of both sides of keeping the safety a priority and addressing the needs of being able to see both the lips and the expressions that are happening on the face.
So we started off at a place where there's absolutely no possible solution. It's a tug of war. There's going to be a winner and a loser. And we're ending up at a place that makes the world so much cooler. I'm just pulling up some pictures of these now. This is something that nobody had thought of before. It keeps people safe. It allows people to wear masks. You can see through them. You can get all the facial cues. What a fantastic idea.
I know. I love it. And it's the creativity that also is required in this sort of this interest conversation that is also really energizing. And I think it was a great article to read. And I love how they solved this conflict in this case. Great. And maybe now we can bring in Chris. Chris, any other questions that you have about this?
Yeah, I think the fact that we're through this process really trying to get to the other side's interests at heart, it requires this degree of sharing information to get to those interests. But there's kind of a stigma: if I share too much information, I'm going to be at a disadvantage and the other party is then going to take advantage of me. Is there any way around that? Is there a way I can keep information and still get to the interests?
That's a great question. In this particular situation, if you don't reveal your interests, you won't get to a solution. So it's really important to reveal real information about your interests and needs, because that's the only way a quality solution can be determined.
But in general, I think you're right to be worried about overexposing yourself with respect to information. So one thing you can do strategically, if you know that part of what you need to do is share information to get trust in order to get the most out of the negotiation, you can plan and think about smaller bits of information that you give out first as trial balloons. If there's some reciprocation, they give you information in response, then maybe you can increase the size of the information. If you're not seeing that sort of reciprocal response, then you can cut it off there and not reveal any more bits of information.
Well, that wraps it up for us today. Getting to the interest behind the positions is really critical in managing conflict and in negotiations that are based on positions. Three things that you can do to get beyond the position and come to a solution based on interests. The first is audit your assumptions about the other party's position. Two, ask questions. And three, make sure you share real information. A big thanks to NTR Negotiation and Team Resources and Jean Brett for funding this podcast. I'm Jen Parlamis.
I'm Zach Burns.
And we'll see you next time on What's the Deal?